sacrifice for love. Arif stood at the train station, his fingers gripping a small, worn-out piece of paper. It was a letter from Mira, the love of his life. The train whistle echoed through the air, a reminder that time was slipping away, just like the love they once had. He still remembered the first time he saw her, standing in the rain, her eyes closed, smiling as if the raindrops were whispering secrets only she could hear. He had fallen in love instantly. Over the years, their love had grown like the roots of an old tree, deep and unshakable. But fate had other plans. Mira's father, a wealthy businessman, disapproved of their love. He wanted her to marry someone from their status, not a struggling writer like Arif. Despite the threats, Mira had always assured Arif, "Love isn't about wealth, it's about the heart. And my heart belongs to you." But one day, everything changed. Mira had suddenly distanced herself, leaving behind nothing but a letter. "Arif, sometimes love means letting go. I have to make a choice, and I choose my family. Please don't look for me. Move on." The words had shattered him. He tried to reach her, but she was gone. Now, 2 years later, he was still standing in the same place where they had once planned their future. The train was leaving, and so was his last hope. Arif's. His heart stopped. That voice, it was hers. He turned around, and there she was. Mira. But something was different. Her once lively eyes held sadness, and she looked frail. "You're here," he whispered, unable to believe she was real. Tears welled in her eyes. "I had to see you one last time." His breath caught. "What do you mean?" She hesitated before revealing the truth she had kept hidden for 2 years. "I was sick, Arif. A rare heart condition. The doctors gave me little time. My father found out and begged me to stay, to get treatment. He promised he would only allow me to be with you if I survived." She wiped her tears. "I didn't want you to suffer watching me fade away, so I left." Arif's world spun. You were sick and you didn't tell me? I didn't want you to sacrifice your dreams for me." Her voice broke. "But I fought, Arif. I fought every day because I wanted to live for us. And now I'm here. If you still—" Before she could finish, he pulled her into his arms. "You are my dream, Mira. Nothing else matters." She sobbed against his chest. "I was so scared you wouldn't forgive me." He cupped her face. "Love is about sacrifice, but it's also about never giving up. We'll make up for every lost second." And as the train pulled away, Arif knew some love stories were meant to have a second chance.